8345.
Anything that you want. So the number 855-453. SACL CAI toll free line 1-855-450-3733. You can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features you will find there. Once again, freetalklive.com. You get to control the content of the site, submit stuff from across the web, and then others will vote as to whether or not they like or dislike your suggestion. The most liked, make it to the front page and the top of the site over at freetalklive.com. So, Ken, of course, you can bring up anything. Last hour, Mark, you were telling us about a man in a robe who had an entire courtroom full of defendants arrested.
That's correct.
Because somebody had a cell phone, and it never was determined who had it. Correct?
That's correct.
So, wait, when they arrested people, they still weren't able to determine whose phone rang?
They didn't. He didn't exactly. No, that's correct. They didn't. Weren't able to figure that out. He didn't exactly arrest the whole courtroom.
Mm-hmm.
Essentially, he refused them all bail. He punished them, but didn't arrest them.
I thought they took him to jail and put him all in holding cells.
That's correct. I'm. You know, there's a
define arrest.
He lengthened their sentences. He lengthened their, raised their bail.
Their detainment, basically.
Detained. Yeah, he detained them.
They had already been arrested for something
yes.
else. He then took them into custody, had them taken into custody for an extended period
right.
of time.
Yeah, a couple of hours until people thought that this is just insane.
And he's actually faced some sort of sanctions. Turned out the story was kind of old, so I wonder if you were to Google that man's name, Mark, if you would be able to find a follow-up on that piece.
You had me watching Scumbag Steve during the break.
That was Julia, but it was entertaining. Now you must explain.
Well, okay, so I am not really that up with memes, right? And I didn't even know who Scumbag Steve was. I had seen the picture.
Me too. I'd seen it too.
But somebody mentioned Scumbag Steve, which for those who don't know is one of these internet memes. And it's just some jerk looking guy from New Jersey. He's got a huge hat and like
just a
fur
tool bag,
coat.
A cocked hat, like hat to the side on his head.
Right.
Yeah.
So anyway,
he looks a little wasted in the picture.
So I Googled to see, like, Scumbag Steve. I Googled it and this video came up that was an interview with Scumbag Steve. And it's really the guy in the picture, and he just sounds like a complete jerk. It's this interview, right, with... It's actually very amusing.
It
I would
is.
Recommend watching it if you're bored.
It seems real, and just to kind of clue people in as to who this is, the which meme it is, the guy in the doorway where he's just kind of looking down at the cameraman, and there's different text. If you're familiar with internet memes, frequently they will type different text that kind of as a caption of the photo onto the photo, and so they're different ones. You'll see the same picture with different text on it. One of them says, "Go to high school parties, 25 years old." So I'm just going to give you some idea. You may have seen these things popping up here and there.
Can I steal your lighter permanently?
Yeah. So there you go. Scumbag Steve. Now we know what his real name is. It was like Barry Boston or something like that. What was it?
Yeah. The best part about it was he had this New Jersey accent that's just awful. Like right out of Jersey Shore, which I've never even seen, but I know what it is.
I have never seen Jersey Shore either, but I've seen clips of it on Beavis and Butthead, and it looks just horrific.
Well, that's what they say. But he also has a lisp, so he's got this like really strong, obnoxious New Jersey accent combined with his cockiness of being like a 20-ish.
He's a rapper.
Right, a 20-ish
no,
aspiring
hip-hop artist.
That's different.
Well, he didn't rap in the video.
Right,
his friend did, and he just kind of stood there with his hands shoved into his armpits, that look, and just what?
You could learn to beatbox or something. Do something.
Well, he's just supposed to. He's posse. What
he's
if Flavor the Flav
cool.
dude just run around with a clock on his neck and go, "Hey,
what?
Yeah,
what?
You know, that kind of nonsense."
Well, it definitely. It's funny because he's so cliche in that he's definitely in his mom's house. You know, an aspiring hip hop artist living with her mom. It cracks me up.
Oh, absolutely.
I would say that there's probably no shortage of aspiring artists of all sorts living with their mothers.
There's just no shortage of young people.
Yeah, but they don't look
parents.
And sound like this.
Just,
And you're going to see more people living with their parents. Not that, you know, there's anything wrong with it, but you're going to see, in fact, it's pretty typical over in Europe, as I understand it. But you're going to see more of it as the economy worsens. People are going to decide they just can't afford to live on their own anymore. They're going to move back with the family.
I would say that, yes, it's more popular in other cultures. However, it's a different circumstance. Like, they all live as a family and they take care of older generations. It's not like kids who just don't want to move out of their mom's house and get a job. Which, not that everybody who lives with their parents is like that, but I've certainly known plenty that are.
So there's a useful website here called knowyourmeme.com. So you can always go to knowyourmeme.com to be kept up to date on
internet memes.
The latest internet memes and classic internet
I'm not
memes.
Even sure how to describe a meme. I did hear somebody call it a meme on the television the other day. Meme is what it's spelled like, meme.
Yes, right, M-E-M-E. I would, you know, to define without looking it up, I would say that it is essentially a catchy idea. Basically,
I like inside joke. It's almost like an inside joke.
That's what they are now. I mean, that's the most common, I guess. The word meme is most commonly referenced with internet jokes, but, I mean, meme is a much wider concept.
I didn't say internet jokes. I said inside jokes. You know, like,
which
you've got to know
what we're talking
it is.
About here. Meme, a cultural item that is transmitted by repetition in a manner analogous to the biological transmission of genes.
Well, I like Velociraptor.
The Raptor Jesus, or just the
Velociraptor?
No, Velociraptor.
It is a picture.
Philos?
Yeah, like philosopher.
Oh, I don't know.
It's just a picture of a dinosaur that kind of appears to be scratching his chin with his long claw, and he says something, you know, sort of prescient or, you know, asks a question that makes one go,
Memes have really come a long way.
Yeah, okay.
My favorite.
I have seen Velociraptor, yes.
You really can't go wrong with the LOL cat.
And then they combine memes, too. Like, there's Raptor Jesus as well as another meme. So they've got all kinds of. It's just. You could spend all kinds of time looking at internet memes.
I can tell you, once I get started on LOL cats, I don't stop. I just keep going.
There are some really bad ones, but some of them are so funny.
Right. There's about one per page that's so funny, you like spit whatever is in your mouth out. And, you know, there's. For me, the internet, the world is so much funnier than it was, say, 10 years ago. Because the internet has so much good free comedy.
Right. You'd have had to have gone to a comedy club in the past or found a really good sitcom or something.
And there would be no LOL cats at a comedy club.
Certainly not.
That's actually the reason why I remembered to show you the Scumbag Steve video was because I saw my favorite LOL cat online.
Your favorite one?
Yes.
Now, is that the picture that's your favorite or the text that's your favorite?
It kind of goes together, but the picture, I think, is always what's really funny about it. Because my favorite thing about the LOL cats is that cats are always funny. You know, they lay in silly positions.
Silly
and
things.
Yeah, you can catch your cat doing some pretty silly things. So, like, these real pictures of cats making weird faces, and it's amusing. And then often I won't like the text, but I'll like the picture.
Have you ever seen the one with the sort of... pimping Renaissance guy where he says, I have 99 problems, but a wench is most certainly not one. That's really funny.
I like the church billboards ones, the church marquees, where you can you can actually go and you can make your own. And they have like meme creators online where you can take memes and add your own text to those memes. So they've got the church marquee meme where, you know, they've created a program. You just type in some text into the web page, and then there's a picture of some church's marquee from wherever, and the program brilliantly imposes the text. It makes it look like marquee lettering, and it makes it look like there actually was a photo of a church marquee sign saying something very offensive. You know, as though kids had shown up in the middle of the night and
changed
the letters
and everything.
Yeah. Yeah, good stuff. So, hey, feel free to call and share your favorite
internet memes.
Yeah. 855-450-FREE, the SACL CAI toll-free line. Of course, we riffed on an internet meme last week with the Santorum thing, which we were talking about over the weekend. And I was wondering, well, how many views did this thing get? Because it was stuck. YouTube sticks views at around 300 for a while as it transfers the video to another server tier. And when it came back online, it had over 10,000. It's got 11,000 views. It ranked
I'd
up
say
11,
that's viral.
I would say so. I mean, 11,000 views in 2 days. That's pretty good for a YouTube video, right?
It could go for a long time, too.
Yeah, it's certainly one of my better. I mean, it's certainly one of the more popular ones.
Did you put a Free Talk Live ad at the end of it?
No, freekeen.com.
Oh, God.
Free Talk Live wasn't involved in that.
So what?
855.
Free Talk Live is the place we make money.
450 free. You can take control. It's Free Talk Live.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing. Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait. There's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Hi, Jason Lewis here. Anybody who's been listening to my program knows how shaky the U.S. economy is right now. Will we have a V-shaped recovery, or will it be a W-shaped one where the nation slips back into recession? Of course, if you think that Washington can spend or inflate its way out of a downturn, you've got nothing to worry about. But as you know, I have my doubts. So let me tell you about gold. Now, as my friend Ted Anderson from Midas Resources likes to say, gold, like all commodity markets, fluctuates in price, and you could lose money. But it has never been worth zero. Give it some thought, and if you're interested in converting your IRA to gold, or would like to actually have it in your possession, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. The U.S. dollar was once backed by gold, but has since lost 90% of its value. And if things don't change, I'm afraid the trend will continue. Call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237 for gold and tell them Jason Lewis sent you.
If you don't want to be unprepared, BePrepared.com. BePrepared.com is the official site of Emergency Essentials, the 24-year leader in emergency preparedness. Why do they lead? Because of best value, best selection, and their low price guarantee. Take advantage of BePrepared.com's inventory reduction sale going on right now. Save up to 43% on food storage and emergency supplies. Up to 43%. For example, be prepared with freeze-dried peaches and strawberries, freeze-dried roast beef, 180 two-piece first aid kits, 9-meal MRE kits, a waterproof multifunction emergency LED flashlight for only $3.99, and much more. BePrepared.com while supplies last. But hurry, sale ends when inventory's gone. Call 800-999-1863. That's 800-999-1863. Or online at BePrepared.com. BePrepared.com. Best value, best selection, and low price guarantee. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Bring up what you want. Dial in toll free. 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. 1-855-450-3733. You can join us online over at freetalklive.com, and you can download as much as you'd like over at freetalklive.com. We have lots of archives going all the way back to late 2006.
for free for you. FreeTalkLive.com. Here tonight, it's Ian.
And Julia.
And Mark.
Of course, so we'll take your calls about absolutely anything. And in addition to that, coming up, Snoop Dogg apparently is in the news trying to talk to Barack Obama about legalizing marijuana. I don't know. Maybe Snoop Dogg can pull the right strings, but the last time Barack Obama was asked about marijuana, it was, at least the last time I recall, was right after his election. There was the Obama, like, change.org or whatever, where they actually opened it up that you can ask the president a question. Just submit your questions to change.org/whatever. And so a bunch of people from around the country submitted their question. The one question, if you could ask one question to Barack Obama, what would it be? And, you know, the idea was that Barack Obama is such a hip president. Look how he's using the internet. He's connecting with people because he cares about, you know, what you want. And so the most wanted to know question was about marijuana reform, was about marijuana legalization. People want to know this stuff. It's a big issue, especially yeah. among younger people, which are the folks that were attracted to Barack Obama. A lot of younger people were attracted to him. And his response was essentially, no.
Yeah, we're not going to do that.
In fact, not only that, not only was his response no, but later he ended up basically cracking down on the folks out in California, the people that have, you know, legalized medicinal marijuana.
Sure, you could tell the DEA, hey, lay off, you know, Californians, they've legalized that out there or whatever. I mean, because they're not arresting, they're going into people's businesses, taking all their merchandise, taking their equipment.
Take the pot, take the cash, and go.
Take the computers.
Yeah, take it all and go.
Leave.
Yeah.
I mean, that's just stealing. If you don't charge somebody, it's just stealing.
So more about Snoop Dogg here in a moment, what he's up to. First, Oscar's in Indy listening to WXNT. Oscar, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Julia, and Mark.
This is more a question about you folks and what you plan for the future. I know you guys moved to New Hampshire as part of that Free State project.
Yes, sir. It's a movement of thousands of liberty-minded people all focusing their activism in one place.
Well, I'm from Indianapolis, Indiana, and I know New Hampshire, I guess a granddad, so I've been here a while. It's not what it was 50 years ago, and it's a suburb of Boston and Massachusetts, and I'm wondering if the Free State Project ought to reevaluate and maybe move to Montana or somewhere that's still quite a bit freer than New Hampshire is. Nothing like it was. Would you guys ever consider getting with the movement and moving again?
I'm absolutely for looking for newer and better ideas, but moving to Montana isn't one of them. The Free State, New Hampshire, has been rated by the Mercatus Center twice now as the freest state in the Union, and it has to do with a lot of factors. And besides being the freest state in the Union, there's a lot of things about New Hampshire that are, sort of better. If for whatever reason you wanted to enact your freedom a little more and, say, secede as a state, what are you going to do without a deep water port? What are you going to do without, Montana would have an international border, but it would basically be, you know, trapped inside the United States.
Well, I understand that, but no one's going to let New Hampshire succeed, in my opinion.
Do you believe they'll roll in tanks and start assassinating people?
What did you say?
When you say no one is going to let New Hampshire secede, do you mean to say that they will roll in tanks, drop a nuclear weapon? What do you think would happen?
I think the people in power would do whatever it took, probably not a nuclear weapon, but I don't see any problem with them putting down people in civil war. And if it came to it,
secession doesn't mean civil war.
It had to as part of the Civil War.
You're saying they would start a war over it. You're saying that the federal government would essentially roll in tanks or start assassinating people or something?
I think they'd do whatever it takes, yeah.
And
the other reason I picked Montana is I know you have a lot more liberty out there than you do in New Hampshire. I realize you live there and are proud of it, but I've been to both places, and in Montana, you can still do pretty much what you want.
Why would the Mercatus Center rank New Hampshire as the freest state?
Well, I guess the only thing I can say to that is So what?
Okay, well, they analyzed different factors. You know, they did more than just set foot in the state and, you know, breathe the air and talk to a few people and decide how
free. He might be from Nashua or something like that, and, you know,
so that's I heard you on the car radio saying how you weren't allowed to sing, you weren't allowed to congregate.
Sure. Well, that's what happens when you act free, is that you then find out how truly unfree you are. But, Julia, what did you have to say?
Oh, well, you just mentioned that you were concerned, or maybe not concerned, but just observed that they wouldn't let New Hampshire secede. Do you believe that the federal government would let Montana secede?
Oh, no.
That was kind of one of your selling points.
Well, I don't think they would do that either. I agree. They would fight anybody that tried to succeed or secede.
Here's what I would suggest you try to do, Oscar.
Right.
You're right that New Hampshire has its problems. It does. Everywhere has problems. But the thing is, most people aren't activists. Most people aren't doing the things that some of us are doing here in New Hampshire. People in Montana, that I certainly haven't heard of it, they're not going out to the courthouse, standing outside with video cameras, singing Christmas carols to the bureaucrats and asking them questions when they get off work. That's why they came and banned us from the courthouse.
They're more of a live and let live, and they probably would not get involved. You're right on that.
Wait, who's more
Montanans?
Montana is more of live and let live, and there are people that probably would not get involved.
So you're saying that, well, you have to understand, the reason why that's happened is because the court bureaucrats aggressed against peaceful people in their courtroom when friend of the show Jason Talley from Talley.TV and Kelly was dragged out of the courtroom by handcuffs. And, you know, completely unnecessarily, because he didn't stand for the man in the robe. So when you start non-cooperating with the system, they start getting violent and they start getting desperate. And that will happen absolutely anywhere, Oscar. Anywhere you go, if you stand up for yourself, you stand up for freedom against the aggressors calling themselves the state, you'll find out just how serious they are about protecting their power. Everywhere.
Well, I'll tell you, you got my support. I don't know how much you or we will get done, but
I don't know either, but I know one thing, and I know that is hundreds of people have already made the move to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project, and I know that over 11,000 people are currently pledged to make the move to New Hampshire, and I also know that Montana was not in the list of options, if I'm recalling correctly. Wyoming was, in the early days of the Free State Project, there were 10 potential states from which to choose, and the first 5,000 members of the Free State Project voted on those states. New Hampshire was number one, Wyoming was number two, but New Hampshire won by a landslide, and it won by a landslide for a variety of reasons. What I would suggest that you or anyone else who's curious about this do is visit freestateproject.org and then look for the 101 reasons to move to New Hampshire, and I think you'll see that it's a pretty persuasive list, and I thank you for the call tonight, Oscar. 855-453, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line.
There are winter specials, and then there are super winter specials at herbalhealer.com. Battle through this cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters like elderberry power, orregicillin, olive leaf capsules, grapefruit seed extract, and Resper 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at herbalhealer.com. Don't forget vitamin D3 this winter. Right now, herbalhealer.com has 120 soft gels, 1,000 IUs, sale priced at only $9. We also have a super winter special on 6 homeopathic liquid detoxes, whole body detox, liver detox, kidney detox, lymph detox, brain detox, and lung detox. All liquid detoxes, regularly $26.95, are now just $20. HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on now and save big when you hit the winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Have you ever seen a U.S. postage stamp featuring Abraham Lincoln, Ben Franklin, or George Washington? If you're into stamp collecting, you know it's a fun, affordable hobby. America's leading stamp dealer is the Mystic Stamp Company, and they want you to have their free 140-page color catalog. Go to mysticstampad.com, the website of the Mystic Stamp Company, serving stamp collectors since 1923. Mystic Stamp is well known in the industry for its experience, superior customer service, and an A+ rating with the Better Business Bureau. Go to mysticstamp.com. AD.com to request your free 140-page U.S. stamp color catalog packed with collecting tips, special offers, color photos, and over 4,600 available stamps. Call 800-433-7811 or go to MysticStampAd.com. That's 800-433-7811 and ask for your free U.S. stamp catalog or MysticStampAd.com. Mystic Stamp Company, America's leading stamp dealer.
Ready to save while getting prepared? Then you're ready for the winter sale at 21stCenturyGoods.com. Take advantage of the incredible savings on all items at 21stCenturyGoods.com. Portable AM, FM, and shortwave radios from $19.95. American Red Cross emergency radios and Kato radios from $28.95. Solar lanterns from $22.95. Solar flashlights, two for $16.95. Hand crank LED hurricane lanterns and flashlights from $8.95. Be sure to check out the flexible solar panels to power your emergency and survival gear. Every order over $75 will receive a solar-powered flashlight absolutely free. So get prepared this winter by visiting 21stCenturyGoods.com. Spelled the number 2, the number 1, ST, CenturyGoods.com. 21stCenturyGoods.com or call 866-999-8422. That's 866-999-8422. 21stCenturyGoods.com. Power up your survival.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Bring up anything you want. Toll free at 855-453. The SACL CAI toll free line. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com and give you the features for free. So enjoy those on us. Once again, freetalklive.com. And some of those features include the bulletin board system, the Shrine of Female Listeners, the webcam. They're all free over at freetalklive.com. If you like the fact that the website's free, you can shop with us over at shop.freetalklive.com. You just enter Amazon through the links that you'll find there, and Free Talk Live gets a portion of the purchase price. So whatever it is that you're buying, Free Talk Live will get a cut when you enter and shop through shop.freetalklive.com. Here tonight, it's Ian.
And Julia.
And Mark. To the phones and your thoughts. Steve is in Indiana and listening to WXNT in Indianapolis. Hello, Steve.
Hey, hello. How are you doing?
Great. What's on your mind tonight, Steve?
Oh, I'm just first time I ever heard this show, and I don't know a lot about your free movements in New Hampshire, but I guess I'm curious. I mean, with the 11,000 people that I heard you just say were wanting to move to New Hampshire and then secede from the Union, basically, what, I mean, you just expect, I mean, every place in New Hampshire is owned right now by some company or some person. I mean, are you expecting they'll just give up their lands and allow you to just move right in? I mean, how
well, frequently when you make an offer on property, someone will sell it to you. That's how I bought my home here in New Hampshire. I made an offer to the prior owner. They had it up for sale, and they sold it to me. So some people are buying property here. Others are renting. I don't see why that's difficult or strange or unusual.
The stated goal of the Free State Project isn't to secede
from the
Union either. And I'd
but
like
that's
to make
my
that
goal.
Clear. I can see some value to it. At the same time, it's, you know, for me, I'll take one step at a time towards liberty no matter what.
Well, what's wrong with working within the system and the construct you have?
I do that, too.
Well, don't you think the system's designed to be slow, ponderous, and very difficult, and that the people that you work against in the system, that they're paid to work against you, but you're not paid to work against them?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, don't get me wrong. I mean, I think the government right now is probably about as broken as you can get. But I don't know.
So why not just leave it behind? I mean, if it's broken, why try to repair it?
I don't think you can come up with a better system right now. If you've lived in another country,
I don't want another system. I just want to leave this one behind.
Since we're talking about,
you don't want a system. You're just going to live everybody to their own desires.
That sounds good to me. Yeah, as long as everyone's living in a consensual basis, I'm okay with it, Julia.
I was just going to say, since the gentleman is new to this concept and was asking about the Free State Project, that it's important to point out that there are a very large number of people here that do support and do work within the system. Like, how many people were elected
15
to...
15 state reps are Free State Project members. About 120 of them are endorsed by the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance.
Yeah, but they haven't been elected national.
And what Ian says does not represent what the Free State Project means or anything like that. What their statement is that you'll work towards a government's maximum role being the protection of life, liberty, and the protection of property. So, I mean, you know, some people want a small limited republic. Some people want something smaller than that. They'll want to, being able to have, sort of voluntary organizations govern their life, that kind of thing.
Well, okay, but you're talking about a government construct that's so loose that you eventually do encroach on each other's rights. I don't see how you cannot do that. 11,000
well,
people
we were talking about was secession,
what
so.
I want to do versus what you think you want to do, and then you're going to have to develop a court system in order to figure out who has the right to do what.
Absolutely. Anytime that people have problems with each other, there's going to have to be some kind of organization in place.
I just trust the marketplace can do that better than the government can. I mean, do you believe in monopolies?
Not necessarily.
Okay, but do you believe in some monopolies?
No, I'm trying. I just don't have the enough experience in all the monopolies that exist out there and what it is that, you know, which ones I may or may not. I mean, that's an all-encompassing
statement. Do you generally agree that competition is better, you know, in a marketplace than a monopoly?
Absolutely.
Okay. Well, government is a monopoly on pretty much every so-called service that it provides. So all I'm advocating is that we have competition in the marketplace rather than this one-size-fits-all coercive state that is all foisted upon us. I mean,
And that's why I said I think the government right now is broken, but I don't think you're going to be able to construct one better.
I don't want to construct a government. See, we're having a miscommunication.
Mostly want to deconstruct what there is of the government.
See, it's because it's your first time listening to the show, so you probably never heard anything like this discussed on the radio before, I imagine, right?
Well, here and there, but you know, it's
really
you're going to have. You have to have a system of laws and rules, and you have to have a rule of law.
I have two laws for you. One, do as you've agreed to do.
Coexist. And eventually that is a government. Whether you want to deconstruct it or construct it, when you deconstruct it, you'll form it into another kind of government.
I've never said that I don't want a government, okay? I've never made that statement. I think that people need to be governed. I do think there's a difference between a government and the state. Can you hear me or turn your radio off?
I don't know. Something's screwed with his phone. Are you still there? I think he's listening to the show on the radio. Yeah, we're right here. You got to turn the radio down because it'll really confuse you when you're trying to talk to us. Hello? I guess he's gone.
That was it.
855-450-FREE. New ideas. They're tough to grasp the first time around. It took me multiple passes to try to understand the idea of, you know, market-based justice or market-based protection. But if you look at the marketplace and how it provides services to people, you do better with multiple competitors in the marketplace than you do with one.
And I think that can best be shown as, there's myriad of examples in history too, but I'll just pull one out of, one that I know for certain is in the 17th century in Massachusetts, they believed that you could only have one religion in a given geographic area. When the Quakers came along, when the Baptists came along, when the Methodists came along, they would do awful, terrible things to them and punish them and do, you know, hurt them, strip them to their waists and whip them out of town and things like that. But over time, we now realize that lots of different religions can exist inside of a given geographic area. My question would simply be, and I don't think this is going to happen in the next 5-10 decades or anything like that, I don't know, but is it possible for people to be governed by different organizations but still live in the same geographic area? Is it
Why
possible?
Not? Why not? 1-855-450-FREE, the SACL CAI toll-free line.
Certainly necessitate a larger amount of human freedom. It would certainly be that one person wouldn't be able to say, well, I've got a good idea about how people shouldn't be able to live. And I think that a couple of – you mentioned two laws that make good sense, Ian. One is do what you say that you're going to do.
Honor your the short version of that is honor your agreements and do no harm. Two laws. Two very simple laws. You don't have to have tomes and tomes of codified information and written in legalese, make it very, very confusing for everybody but lawyers. I mean, this whole system is so screwed up.
It's written by lawyers for lawyers, right, to be able to make money. It has nothing to do with justice. It has nothing to do with arbitrating disputes. At this point,
absolutely,
it's all about filling the pockets of lawyers. What do you think is going to happen if you let lawyers write laws? I mean, obviously they're going to make it so that nobody can understand them. Nobody can get through them. You know as well as I do, you can't represent yourself anymore.
Right.
It used to be a lawyer was a person who could read. Now it's, you know, and it is still the same thing. It's a person who can read
legalese,
that crap, and has the connections with the other lawyers, because, you know, if you bring a lawyer from out of town, you're going to be in big trouble.
Let's go to Thomas in L.A. Thomas, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Julia, and Mark.
Hi, how you guys doing tonight?
Great, Thomas. What's on your mind tonight?
I found something out interesting tonight. I thought I'd...
You got to talk right into your phone. I don't know if we got a bad connection or maybe there's something screwy on the network's end, but make sure you talk right into your phone.
All right, sorry about that. I discovered something interesting that I thought I'd share with you.
Okay, go.
I was watching a YouTube video with this lady, and she was telling a story about how when she was 5 years old that she was raped, and that when she didn't tell anyone about it because, you know, she moved away from the neighbor and, you know, it stopped, but she didn't tell anyone until she was 13 and went to see a therapist, and the therapist actually corrected her and said child rape is actually counts as molestation. Did you know that?
I don't know what you're talking about. Rape is different from molestation. You're welcome to tell me more here in a moment. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. I'm no lawyer. I don't know what the legal definitions are, but I believe that rape has to do with penetration, and molestation has to do with unwanted sexual, you know, touching and things like that. 855-450-FREE. You can take control. Free Talk Live.
Are you a cigarette smoker? I was too for many years. You know that crap's gonna kill you, right? There's a healthier option. 22,000 times healthier. Vaporsmiths.com. A pack-a-day smoker will save $120 a month, and it tastes better. No more ashtray mouth. No smell. No secondhand smoke. You could use it just about anywhere. Free shipping on orders over $60, and a free starter kit with the purchase of 40 cartomizers with coupon code FTL. Call 855-2-GET-VAPOR, or go to Vaporsmiths.com.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
Did you ever think you'd be where you are, a decade into the 21st century? Record foreclosure rates for homes, if not yours, your neighbors. Thankful for the unemployment check since you were laid off. And placing your child's name on the angel tree in hopes of a Christmas gift, along with thousands of other Americans. Did you ever think your future would feel this out of control? The fact is, in all this craziness, there's only one thing you can control. Your greatest dependency, your food supply. Make 2012 the year you take control by getting prepared. eFoods Direct introduces the best way to build your food supply in the 21st century. Get a 21-day supply of food free with purchase. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Take back control in 2012. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Remember, you can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
What nutrition are you missing that's leading to the four major diseases? Cancer, arthritis, heart disease, and Parkinson's. There are at least 80,000 medical studies that show a lack of the protein glutathione to be linked to cancer, heart disease, Parkinson's, macular degeneration, lung disease, digestive diseases, diabetes, Alzheimer's, ALS, rheumatoid arthritis, and lupus. In all, at least 68 diseases. What is the number one food by which your body is most empowered to increase its glutathione production? It is undamaged whey protein from grass-fed cows. One World Whey is truly the first undamaged whey protein. All other whey protein powders are damaged by heat, chemicals, and filtration. One World Whey is the most life-giving whey protein powder ever produced. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
A variety of features, and you'll find that they are for free. Once again, that's freetalklive.com.
Now that the holidays have come and gone, it's time to get serious about your New Year's resolutions. For 2012, resolve to protect your most valuable asset, your family. Daily, we hear about all the things happening around the world. Unemployment, inflation, food shortages, natural disasters. That's just to name a few. For my preparation, I recommend wisefoodstorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious, ready-made meals like cheesy lasagna and savory stroganoff that are prepackaged for freshness in individual metal Mylar pouches and carry a 25-year shelf life. Visit WiseFoodStorage.com today to request a free entree sample. For a limited time, enter promo code FTL to get a no-cost shipping on any order. It's WiseFoodStorage.com or call 855-FOODWISE. It's 855-FOODWISE and promo code FTL for a free sample and free shipping on any order. Peace of mind, the greatest gift you can give the ones you love.
Let's continue with Thomas, listening in L.A. Thomas, you called with a strange claim that you believe there's... That I guess legally, when it comes to child molestation, that rape is the same thing as molestation? I'm confused. Can you clarify that?
No, I'm saying if you rape a child under 18, I mean, not like statutory rape or it's consensual, I mean, actually force yourself on them, the charge is child molestation, not child rape.
Okay.
Okay, I guess it would just depend on where you live. I mean, I know you're out in L.A. there. The charge may be sexual assault, unlawful sexual assault.
I got a definition of child molestation I could read. It says, child molestation ranges from having the child undressed to touching the child's genitals in a sexual manner to forcing the child to perform oral sex to actual sexual intercourse.
So is this from the California statutes?
No, I don't know. I just.
What's your? Where is your source?
It's called Child Protection Tips.
Child Protection what?
Tips.
Child Protection Tips.
Is this like a website online or is it a brochure?
It,
Okay, so now that we've got our stuff defined here, what's the point?
Well, I was just trying to bring up that, like, it seems like molestation would be a lesser charge, and so it seems like if you're going to rape someone, it'd be better to rape the kid, according to the state.
I see what you're saying. I suppose if what you're saying is true, then that might make some crazy sense. But thanks for the call, Thomas. Appreciate it.
It does go to show the arbitrariness of laws, but I would think that that would... That's a pretty big one, and it's not like it's uncommon, so you'd think that they'd get that one right.
There are different levels of sexual crimes out there, and they're called different things in different states, and so I would leave it at that. If you're interested in learning more, I'm sure you can research your own state's laws on the matter as we continue here, and we'll go to Chris in Maryland. Chris, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hello?
Chris, you're on the air. Go ahead, sir.
Okay, first I want to say I'm really impressed by what you guys are doing over there. The whole movement is pretty impressive. I'm actually all the way out in Maryland, so I'm not really anywhere near the Free State movement, but I agree with everything you guys say for the most part. The only thing that I find a little bit hard to agree with is the legalizing of marijuana.
You don't agree with the idea of legalizing marijuana?
No, and I think it's mostly because of maybe more of where I'm from and where I grew up. Marijuana to me is more of a dangerous drug than anything else that I've seen around or could come across, because I've seen it really, I want to say, destroy.
Have you heard of heroin?
Lives, so, yeah.
Have you heard of meth?
Have you heard of alcohol?
Yeah, but I'm saying at my age, like, and I'm still in high school. So
you're in high school.
I'm 17.
Okay, yeah. It's probably true you're not seeing much meth in high school.
You have to be out in California to see that. Definitely.
Right. Okay. So, you know, you're 17. You probably haven't done too much research on the cannabis issue. And what I would suggest is that you visit the National Organization for the Reform of Marijuana Laws, or Law Enforcement Against Prohibition. LEAP.cc is their website. And these are people that will give you information about ending the entire war on drugs, not just the war on marijuana, because it's all about you owning your own body. And if you want to, you know, you control your own body. If you don't want to put drugs in your body, then don't. But on the other hand, if you want to, then you should be free to. And putting someone in a jail cell for putting a drug in their body is not going to make their life better.
Right. Yeah, I completely agree with you on that. I kind of imagine a world where everyone is allowed to do marijuana, and how hectic, maybe I'm wrong, but how crazy it would be. Maybe I'm just...
No, it wouldn't be crazy. Plenty of people do marijuana right now, even though it's illegal.
Also, in the countries where they have legalized or decriminalized it, you'll see that, in fact, usage diminishes because they don't have the forbidden fruit aspect.
That's true.
Wouldn't you say that some of your friends in high school probably do things because they're told not to?
Yeah, I agree with that.
Right, so people are told not to smoke pot, and what do? They go and they smoke it.
Yeah. The worst part, I'm not saying that smoking pot's a good thing, necessarily, but it's a heck of a lot better than the results of the drug war. You get caught with a bag of marijuana, and you're an adult, you can lose your house, you can lose your family, you can lose everything that's important to you for a bag of dried plant.
I think it's also important to point out that its illegality is what makes it so accessible. Like, as a high school student, wouldn't you say that it's easier for you to get marijuana than alcohol?
There's another good point for you. I mean, we could go on and on.
Look how unsuccessful the drug war has been.
Think about it for a few. Call us back with other concerns or questions. We're going to move on. Chris, thanks for the call tonight. Let's talk to Brian, listening in Washington. Brian, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey there, guys.
Hey.
I just wanted to talk about, we're talking about multiple governments in the same area, the same geographic location.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
I think there's a good working model for that right now. For example, if I worked for Federal Express and you worked for UPS, we'd both be servicing the same customers in the same geographic location.
Or insurance companies, for instance.
Same service. Yeah, any other business that provides a service. They seem to do well now. I mean, they're not, at war with each other.
Right.
They just
it's just a matter of people not having the vision. It's really just a matter of people not having the vision for it. I mean, they've for their whole lives, they've believed that the government must do so-and-so, provide the roads, provide the police, provide trash pickup.
If you talk to a serf in 13th century Europe and talk to them about the idea of people being able to live in a democracy or republic, they'd say you're insane. You could never do anything like that. But, you know, the fact is it's been shown that this can be done. And, you know, the average person doesn't have the mind or the foresight for these kind of things. They just go along.
Oh, yeah, definitely. You see, I believe in a world where there's 7 billion different governments. And you govern your own flesh and your own territory. And we all have a code that we agree with. And if you don't interact with others according to a common local geographic code, people just shun you.
Thanks. That sounds like a great idea to me, Brian, and I would hope that someone with your kind of vision would move to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project and get active out here. Thanks for the call tonight. Eddie is in Tallahassee. Eddie, you're on Free Talk Live. How are you listening to the show tonight, Eddie?
I'm actually listening from the camp.
Actually, I'm sorry. You kind of muffled there. I don't know with what's going on with our phones tonight. Are you there, Eddie? Repeat.
It could be my end. But okay. I'm listening from the CAM on your website.
Excellent. CAM, freetalklive.com. What did you want to share tonight, Eddie?
At first, I wanted to talk about the Free Talk, the Free Project movement.
Free State
and
Project.
I guess,
yes, sir.
I have a really close friend of mine who would like to move up. But I guess the only thing that's holding him back is for economic reasons,
mm-hmm.
meaning that he has a business where he's at. You know, it's generating pretty well, like monthly, like getting around the 5 digits per month.
Right.
But if he were to move there, he wouldn't be able to generate the same amount of money.
Yeah, that's tough. I know when I moved here, I was I paid more, far more in taxes on property taxes here in New Hampshire than I did down in Florida. Now, New Hampshire,
you've moved to a city that has the highest tax rate. Yeah.
But and at the same time, Mark, I mean, you know, your taxes are higher too.
My taxes are about what they were at one of the houses as they were in Florida. Right. I mean, you picked the highest place you could possibly go in New Hampshire.
Even your taxes, though, if I were paying them now, I'd still be paying twice what I was paying in Sarasota, Florida.
Okay.
So yeah, it's, you know, sometimes it's tough to pick up and move. And I wish we had more time to talk to you, Eddie. Call us back tomorrow night because we're out of it for tonight. It's a serious movement of people that are really dedicated, and some of them willing to take a financial hit to come here.
BigEdPress.com is your home for illustrated science fiction and adventure. Escape from Terra, Volume 2, continues the bold adventures of intrepid space pioneers as they find wealth, freedom, and a giant Elvis head in interplanetary space. Venus Crumb is where swashbuckle meets steampunk in this offbeat space pirate saga written by L. Neil Smith and illustrated by Scott Beezer. Both books are $14.95 each and available now at BigEdPress.com.
Here on Free Talk Live, we've been pretty excited about the Bitcoin. It's a decentralized, free-market digital currency. You can learn more about it at weusecoins.com. But if you already have some bitcoins and you'd like to spend them, you can spend them at spendbitcoins.com. When you spend bitcoins on Amazon via spendbitcoins.com, Free Talk Live gets a cut. Or if you're an Australian trying to figure out how to buy bitcoins, you can buy them with cash at au.spendbitcoins.com. Once again, that's spendbitcoins.com.